with Scottish lads don't fuck about. By Rosie. With Scots lads, I don't mince my words. They realise I'm canny. Sometimes they ask to see my place. Guess I swat you a fanny. Once in my door, a hell of a scorn begins from night all to the dawn. I rip away their breeks and skiddies and show them tastes of my whips and titties. They haven't bargained for my dirty lips, the way I scold with bastard whips. The red sore earth they receive from scolding, their cocks get harder the more I'm holding. The knob, I tell them, is, oh, so wee. How can they offer that to me? Once at my mercy, they can only beg, their ankles clasped as I begin to peg. A wallop they get if they try to come, each boar bag pulled to purple plums. I am a bird, I am a lassie, but there's no less whip for all that I see. I slap each knob. They call me cunt. They feel the nipping of every lump. Then they call me hen and call me darling, begging to feel each and every marking. When I have made theirs is suffer and pegged each jock and boar-headed bugger, I let them taste my fanny's wet. They know it's the best they're feeling yet. Because pain is pleasure, and pleasure is pain, my Scots lads will be back again. I love to make the guys all flinch before my tongue moves in for a winch. So when I've scolded every inch, I take the hard lad in clinch. He'll come in buckets, he'll come loads, calling for my cunt with every moan. The door unlocked, the lads will go. It's a sin that the night is so quick, but so slow. My Scots lads' bodies, bruised and battered. He knew he'd have fun, and that's all that mattered.